We come this evening to our last shear of the current session, and I'd like to present some material which I believe touches on a number of important yesodos, and then also to consult other material as well. Let's begin at the beginning. Vayedaber Moshe el Roshei Hamatos, Livnei Yisroel Lemor, Ze Hadavor Asher Tzivo Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu announces to Bnei Yisroel, Ze Hadavor Asher Tzivo Hashem, loosely translated as, this is the word which Hashem has commanded. Let us now consult Rashi to the words Ze Hadavor, and Rashi will indicate to us that these words represent a distinction between the manner of prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu and the manner of prophecy of the other Nevi'im. Says Rashi, Moshe Nisnabe, Moshe Rabbeinu is known to prophesy by using an expression such as, Ko Omar Hashem Kachatzot Halayla, V'hanevi'im Nisnabe'u B'cho Omar Hashem, and all the other Nevi'im similarly prophesy with that expression of Ko Omar Hashem. Mosif Aleihem Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, however, has a level of prophecy which is represented Veloshon Ze Hadavor. And that is a level that the other Nevi'im do not have. In regards to Ko Omar Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu shares with other Nevi'im, or more correctly, other Nevi'im share with Moshe Rabbeinu. But in regards to Ze Hadavor, Moshe Rabbeinu is unique. What we now have to discover is exactly what it is that the Sifrei, quoted by Rashi, is saying. What is the distinction between the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im, which is being addressed by pointing out to this distinction between Ko Omar Hashem and Ze Hadavor? Our first port of call is the Mizrahi, which you find at the bottom of your sheet. And of course, as many of you will know, the Mizrahi is almost the pioneering work in explaining Rashi, and certainly in defending him against the strictures of the Ramban, but more of that Amir Tzashem at some time. Says the Mizrahi, Bisifrei, this Rashi is taken from the Sifrei, and it means as follows. Again, I emphasize, Rashi has indicated that the Nevi'im share with Moshe Rabbeinu the Ko Omar Hashem prophecy, but do not share with Moshe Rabbeinu the Ze Hadavor type of prophecy. Says the Mizrahi, Milas Ko, when the word Ko is used in regards to prophecy, or indeed to anything else, Mora al Mechubon Hoinyan, it is an indication that one is giving over the substance of the matter. Umilas Ze, but when the word Ze is used, Mora al ho'inyan horomuz be'eino, it means we are giving over the inyan exactly as it is. In other words, what the Mizrahi is saying is as follows. Other prophets, when they receive their prophecy, they receive the vision. And the vision consisted of the substance of their prophecy. How they articulated that vision, how they presented the substance of that prophecy to the people, was in their own words. And therefore it was appropriate for Nevi'im to say, Ko Omar, as such does Hashem say. Because they were not able to say Ze Hadavor, because they are not giving over the exact words as Hashem gave it to them. Because Hashem didn't give over exact words. Hashem gave over a dimyon, a vision. So therefore, says the Mizrahi immediately, Ko Omar means the prophet has received the substance of his nevuah through a vision, and the articulation of that message is his own, whereas Ze Hadavor indicates that the message, in the way in which it is given, not just the substance and its content, is uniquely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umipenei, now we relate this. Umipenei shekol hanevi'im lo nisnabu rak b'yatzpak lari or she'eino me'iro. Since in the case of all other prophets, their prophecy was in a manner known as aspak lari or she'eino me'iro. In other words, it was through a vision. And there was not that clarity which allowed them to see the message in its pristine state, but only to see the substance of the vision. The ein bom yecholish lekabel rak hamechuvon min ho'inyin sheheru lohem. And they only had the ability to imbibe the substance and content of the prophecy. So therefore, when they spoke, Hukruchu, it was necessary for them, lehaskir bilishonom, to mention when they spoke, Ko Omar Hashem, meaning, Sheperusho Hamukhuvon Midavorov, I'm giving you the substance of what I was told, or Berlo Hadavorim Vienom, but not the actual words. U Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom, but Moshe Rabbeinu, Ba'avur Shenevu Oso HaYeso Ayedei HaAspaklari HaMe'ira, since his prophecy was on the utmost level of clarity, V'hoyo Bo Koach L'Kabel Masheheru Lo B'yeno, and he had the ability to see the message exactly as it was. Kefi Mashehu, as it was. Therefore, his Kir B'lishono, he was able to mention in his nevuah, which he gave over to the people, Zeh Hadavar. This is it, Sheperusho, meaning, Zeh Hadavar B'yeno, this is the prophecy as it is, without change. There is no contribution from me. Both the content, substance, and language is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Mibilti shum shinui klal, without any change whatsoever. You will say to me, if in reality the level of Moshe Rabbeinu is Zeh Hadavar, which is higher than the level of Ko Amar Hashem, so what did this Sifrei mean when it says that this is a level which Moshe Rabbeinu shares with the other Nevi'im? On the contrary, we're indicating that Moshe Rabbeinu has the ability to perceive prophecy, Biaspak Lari or Hamirira, and therefore if he has the level of Zeh Hadavar, how is it appropriate to record that Moshe Rabbeinu has the level of Ko Omar Hashem, which appears to be an inferior level? Says the Mizrachi, Umipenei Moshe Rabbeinu b'techilas nivuoto. And since Moshe Rabbeinu, when he began to prophesy early on in his career, Adayin lo olo el hamadrega shezocha bo b'yacharona. Big chidush. He had not at the beginning of his career as a prophet attained the level of Zeh Hadavar. So therefore, huchrich gam hu lehazkir b'lashono ko amar Hashem b'harvei mekomos. So therefore, even the great Moshe Rabbeinu Lokom v'Yisrael Kemoshe at the beginning of his career was on the level of Aspak Lari Yoshe Eino Mehira, and he was able to say only Ko Amar Hashem. But umishezocha b'Aspak Lari Yohameira, but once Moshe Rabbeinu had ascended to that level of Aspak Lari Yohameira, shuv lo hiskir b'lashono rak Zeh Hadavar. Now, from that moment on, we find with Moshe Rabbeinu only the expression Zeh Hadavar. So therefore, when the Sifrei writes, Moshe Rabbeinu nisnabe b'cho amar, that Moshe Rabbeinu prophesied using the expression ko amar, that means, b'techilas nevuoso, at the beginning of his career as a Navi. V'chol ha-Nevi'im b'cho amar, and when Rashi says, quoting the Sifrei, that all the Nevi'im prophesied b'cho amar, that means to say, with them, tamid, always, because they never went further. Mosif aleihem Moshe, but Moshe Rabbeinu has an added dimension to his prophecy, shenisnabe b'loshen Zeh Hadavar, meaning, mishezocha b'yaspak lario ha-me'ilo v'yelech, from the moment when he obtained that level of prophecy which is uniquely his, from that moment on, Zeh Hadavar took over, and Ko Amar Hashem is discontinued. So, b'kitzur, as far as the Mizrachi is concerned, we have two major themes. Number one, that what the Sifrei quoted by Rashi is addressing itself to is the subject of Aspaklario Hameiro and Aspaklario She'eino Meiro. Ko Amar means to give over the substance, but the language is your own. And Zehadavah means to give over not only the substance, but the language as it is received. Number one. Number two, the Mizrahi is anxious to point out that the whole theme of Aspaklario Hameira, the unique level of prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, was not his to begin with. Originally, it started out as Aspaklario She'eino Meira, and then at some later stage, it developed into his unique level of prophecy. The Mizrahi would be confirmed by a comment made by the Sephorna. As you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh, at the burning bush. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe Rabbeinu, it nevertheless says in the Pasuk, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis in Shemos, Vayera Malach Hashem Eloh. And for the Sephorna, the message is simple. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, that all other Nevi'im, unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, who received Nevuah ponim el ponim, all the other Nevi'im received their Nevuah through a Malach. So the Malach in prophecy is Aspaklario She'eino Meira. So therefore the Sephorna says beautifully, Kilo hoyeso Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholom oz, Kamosha hayaso achakach. Exactly the same as the Mizrahi. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear through the medium of a Malach? Because the Madreg of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah then was not as it was to be at a later date. And in reality, according to the Sephorna, it would appear that the Aspaklario She'eino Meira came to an end at Matan Torah and was replaced by Aspaklario HaMeira. Now, let us then move on to consider another opinion in regards to this theme of comparing Ko'amar and Zehadovor, which is proposed by the Netziv. Now, the Netziv is not in his commentary Al HaTorah the HaMikdavar, but rather in his commentary on the Sifrei, known as Emek HaNetziv. Not wondering when the Netziv, how he had the knowledge to write so much, the Shaila is when he had the time to write so much. The output of the Netziv is something quite phenomenal. And I'd like you to follow this carefully because you will see he has a number of major points to make and offers a completely different attitude and interpretation of the comparison which the Sifrei makes. And he writes as follows. V'ho'inyin v'hefresh asher b'neihem. The difference between Ko'amar Hashem and Zehadovor. Lo mishum de loshen ko mashmash ein ze devar Hashem v'yenom v'kayotim imechuvin devarav. Cholila lo machin. Don't tell me, says the Netziv, that the comparison between Ko'amar and Zehadovar is that Ko'amar means the Navi is only giving over the substance, but not the language that he received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cholila lo machin. He got no problems. Mizrahi said it, I don't care. Cholila lo machin. You are not allowed to suggest that a Navi has composed the language of his Nevuah by himself and only had to be faithful to the substance and content of his Nevuah. The Yim came, because if you were to suggest that, Nitan Reshus, then permission would be given, Leharheir Achar Devar HaNavi, to start suspecting when one reads the Navi, Shelo Chivein V'Leshono Yofe, that maybe he didn't get the language exactly as it should be. In other words, if you are going to suggest, says the Netziv, that the language is arbitrary, by which I mean not divine, the substance, the thematic material is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you are going to suggest that the language in which it is given over is a choice of the human being and not a function of his Nevuah, then one is entitled to say a human being can make mistakes. Maybe he got the word a little bit wrong. Because if you start that line of investigation, where does it end? And I'll go further. Uqvar koru umole alhoa barbanel the inyan kriuksiv shirotza losesh tambos eho open. Took me a little while to find out what he meant there. It seems that an abarbanel in his hakdama to Yirmiyahu, How I remember, I don't know, but that's the way it is. There is an Abarbanel, like Dhamma to Yirmiyahu, and the Abarbanel says, you know why this Kri and Kisiv in Yirmiyahu? You know why? Because Yirmiyahu wasn't such a great grammarian, and he got the spellings wrong. As they state in Abarbanel. So the word is written one way, 2 marks for effort, but the spelling is wrong. So what the Nitziv is saying, once you start along that track, so where do you end? And the Abarbanel says, no, in Nevuah, second to none. But in spelling, could do better. So the Abarbanel says, this is not acceptable. So we have to reject totally any type of interpretation which suggests that the thematic material alone is the function of prophecy, and the language itself is a human articulation of divinely inspired thematic material. And furthermore, and this is major, the yod after the brackets, furthermore, Hawkesiv, does it not say on the words which introduced the Birchas Kohanim, Ko Sevarachu Es Bnei Yisrael, the word Ko, right? So if the word Ko means as long as you get the substance right, you don't have to be particular about the language. So you would imagine if Ko Sevarachu Es Bnei Yisrael introduces Birchas Kohanim, as long as you get the theme right, you can say whatever you want. And yet Chazal on the words Ko Sevarachu Es Bnei Yisrael say, you can't interfere with the language. So you see that ko is not a word which indicates an ambivalent attitude towards the language of communication. Ko is most specific. You can't say anything other than Yivarechecho Hashem v'yishmerecho v'chule. So don't let anybody tell you that the word ko is in any way an indication that the language itself is not divinely communicated to the Navi. Hasmila haskir, you can't say that. Ah, ye bazei. So how is the Nitziv going to explain the difference between ko amar and ze hadovor? Says the Nitziv the following. Elo mishum de loshen ko, mashma de ko shoma devar Hashem. When a Navi introduces his prophecy with the word ko, he means, I am giving over to you now as I heard, and I am giving it over to you exactly as I heard in these words. But since I heard them an hour ago, and I am now giving them over to you at this moment in time, it is appropriate for me to say, ko amar Hashem, as I heard them some time ago from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I give them over to you now. So what the word ko means, says the Nitziv, is that the moment of prophecy and the moment of communication are two separate events, and never the twain shall meet. But what it means is he is now speaking to the people in the exact language as he has heard previously, without any change, but the prophetic spirit has departed from him, because he received that prophecy a moment ago, a half hour ago, 5 hours ago. Because there's no way in which the Navi could have communicated to the people at the moment when he was being inspired with this prophecy. Because it is well known that when it comes to the Navuah of all the other Naviim, at the moment when prophecy descended upon them, they lost all their physical abilities. They weren't able to do anything. So you're going to tell me, if they hadn't even got the energy to stand, they were held and seized by a terror, by a tremor. You're going to tell me that at the moment when they're listening to this nevuah, that they're actually going over and speaking to the people, they're not able. They are seized with this spirit of prophecy. And koshal chushim, the korach is gone. Hello. So what does the Navi do? He gets the prophecy, and when he has recovered, and the time has come for him through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction to tell the Bnei Yisrael, Elo zochri masha shomu b'li shinui, umedabri mipi atzmona b'ruach HaKodesh. Then, at some later stage, they communicate the prophecy to the people. That is why it says Koamar. Because they are giving over and they heard it at some previous moment. Avol Moshe Medaber, but Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the people, v'hashechino shore olov, and the Shechino resides on him, v'hi medaberes migrono shelmuch. Oh, something different. When Moshe Rabbeinu speaks, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking through him. So therefore, Zeh Hadomer Hashem, Diber Hashem means not that I heard it a moment ago, and now I'm giving it over to you. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to you. Not this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me. That's the word. Again, I repeat. Zeh Hadomer means not this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to tell you. But Zeh Hadomer means this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now telling you. Nimso Devar Moshe Asmo Zehu Devar Hashem Kibiyach. That is indeed what is meant by Zeh Hadavar, the level of not so much the level of prophecy, although it is in some way associated with that, but I would rather, for the sake of contrast, refer to the Netziv as meaning that there is a distinction between Koamar and Zeh Hadavar in the manner of communication. The communication of the other Nevi'im is to communicate to the Bnei Yisrael what has been communicated at a previous moment, whereas Zeh Hadomer means there is now a communication of what is now being said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so what we have at this moment in time are two classic interpretations of the Sifrei, either as the Mizrahi presents it, Aspaklario She'eino Me'iro, Aspaklario Hame'iro, and then we have the interpretation of the Netziv that we are speaking about the phenomenon of Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Krono Shel Moshe. So since the Mizrahi had suggested that Moshe Rabbeinu did not always receive via Spaklario Hame'ira, I was moved to find out when did Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Krono Shel Moshe start? Because that's also a level. And I came across something fascinating. And it's found that the side of your sheet here, the Briskerov. At the burning bush, that's what put me in mind of the Briskerov, because I came to it through remembering from the Sephorna. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi anochi ki eleich el paro v'chi yotzi es b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim. Who am I to go? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Ki yehye imach, I will be with. It's a strange dialogue. Says the Briskerov as follows. Disha'elat Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Elochi ki eleich al paro? Who am I to go to Pharaoh? Hayasa, you know why he asked the Kasha? Mishum diyetziyas mitzrayim hayasa tzericha leheyosos al yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu biatzmo. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew there was a tradition amongst the Jewish people going back over the centuries that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he will not do it through a human agent. An evil Malach, an evil Sarah, an evil Ashaliach. Isach mi anochi? Who am I as a human being? Not who am I as Moshe. Who am I as a human being to step into this drama? Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be enacted between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the enemy. A human being is not going to be involved. Kiddur Shinon, as the rabbis expound on the words, Vayotzienu Hashem Yimitzrayim, Lo Adidei Malach, Lo Adidei Sarah, Lo Adidei Shaliach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chvodo v'yatzma, v'zehu sheshoal miyonochi. Who am I? And indeed, says the Belvel, the Kachu Behedjib Medrish Rabbah Perik Tesvav. And indeed, the Medrish Rabbah says that the Kasha is exactly as I've said to you. Because Omar Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mionochi, the word Mionochi, says the Medrish, means, V'chikachiv tachtol avosom, shebiyad vosom odomato moshe b'neihim. Did you promise our forefathers that you would bring their children out of Mitzrayim through a human agent? You promised to do it yourself. So who am I to step in? What's the cheshbon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu heishiv lo al zeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him and said to him, Ki ehyeh imoch, I will be with you. What's the pshat? Ratzon alomar, שבכל המעשים שתעשה, אהיה אני עמך בזה, וכמו שיאמרו חז"ל, תשכינו היסוד מדברת מתוך קרון השלמך. Says the Belleville, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's answer. HaKodesh Baruch Hu says, you are not an human agent who is going to bring about the Yetzias Mitzrayim on my instructions. You are an extension of me. Shchino midaberes mitoch grono shel Moshe. When you speak, it will not be your voice. You are, as it were, taken over. You are the extension of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Chibi Yochol. If one may use that phrase, is memele ki ehaye imach means not I will be by your side. Ki ehaye imach means your actions are really my actions, in the same way as your speech is in reality my speech. Bishapir ki ehaye hageula v'hayetzio ayedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu bichvodo uviyatzo. That's a gem of a marimokum. Ki yehye imoch is to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that the Shekhinah medaberes mitoch krono shel Moshe transforms Moshe Rabbeinu from a human agent who is to be seen apart from the divine, but rather to be seen as an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the extent that in the realms of action it corresponds to what is in the realms of speech, Shekhinah medaberes mitoch krono shel Moshe. Something very, very deep. What I'd like to do now is to move on a little bit into the parsha. And of course, one of the most famous episodes in the parsha is the episode of B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, who approach Moshe Rabbeinu in order to be allowed to settle on the other side of the Jordan. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chof Hei, Chav Vav and Chav Zayin. Just a nuance of language. But again, when we come to differences in language, the Mephorshim are there all the time. Let me read out the Pesukim. Vayomer b'nei Gad u'b'nei Reuven el Moshe le'mor, avodecho ya'asu kasher Adoni mitzaveh. We are prepared to do what you are mitzaveh. Meaning, nosh tapenu, noshenu, mikneinu, v'chol behemteinu, yihi yushom b'yorei agilod, we leave them behind, v'avodecho yavru kol chalutz tzovo lefnei Hashem la'milchomo, kasher Adoni dovei. So Pasuk Chof Hei says, kasher Adoni mitzaveh, and Pasuk Chof Zayin is kasher Adoni dovei. So there is a change of lashon, and there seems to be a repetition. If you've said mitzaveh, why say dovei? And here we look to the Binyan Shlomo, Reb Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, offers a most precious insight, and it's an insight which we have explored in other areas, mainly in Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Pekudei. But here he brings it quite beautifully into our Siddur. And he says as follows. Lichure ho kosav mitechilo kasher Adoni mitzaveh. Lichure, we have a kasher. Because if we have already said in Pasuk Chof Hei that we are going to do kasher Adoni mitzaveh, is doch maiksiv pam shnia kasher Adoni dover. So why say a second time in Chof Zayin kasher Adoni dover? V'yod. And furthermore, I want to know, mitechilo kosav mitzaveh, v'kan kesiv dover? Why begin mitzaveh and dover? Ukvair heir boze ho alshichzal. The alshich HaKadosh has already offered an answer to this question. V'tirutzo dochuk miyayit. But I'm not too impressed. Says the Binyan Shlomo. V'nira. He writes that. It appears to me the problem can be solved as follows. Mishum deheim hiskiru mitechila. When the B'nai Gad and the B'nai Reuven came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we'd like to stay here, and we'd like to have our inheritance here, right? And what did they say? Gidros son nivne lemikneinu. We want to build enclosures for our sheep. And then they said, orim letapenu, we want to build cities for our children. Now, why did they put looking after their property before looking after their families? right? Says the Binyan Shlomo, Mishum de Sevirele, Behu, because they were obviously of the opinion halachically, De Kivon de Tzadikim Choviv Aleya Mamayna Yosem Egufam, the Gemara in Brochus, that since Tzadikim pay more regard to the welfare of their property than they do to their own bodily welfare, Bechol Navjecho Bechol Yodech, as a whole Arichus to bore him there, Lochain, so therefore they thought, therefore they thought that one has to look after the welfare of one's property before one looks after the welfare of the bodies. That was their understanding. The Yod, and furthermore, the Odom Islay Mazla, the Ensorikli Shomra, Hagamorim of Akamet. The Gemara says, men, human beings, need less protection than animals, because men have a mazel which protects them more than animals are protected. So they thought, and they came forward and they said, Gidro so nivneli miknenu. So therefore we've got to look after our property first, and then we look after our children. The ho Elohim Moshe deyeno kein. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them in a previous pasuk that that's not the way it's done. Why? You are perfectly right that looking after one's property is many times takes precedence over looking after one's bodily welfare. But Dibizman dinogea lahatzolo. But when it comes to rescuing some danger, is doctorically hisasik bepikuach nefosho sechilo v'yachakach v'yesik momon. Obviously one has some danger. Is doctorically hisasik bepikuach nefosho sechilo v'yachakach v'yesik momon. Obviously, one has to save human beings before you save the antique silver. Because there is no item which stands in the hierarchy of Jewish values more than Pikuach Nemesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu replied and said, fine, build cities for your children. Build enclosures for your cattle. But he put it in the reverse order. So therefore, he is giving them a halachic instruction that when it comes to saving people, they take precedence over saving property. Now, ve'yodua, and it is well known from a Gemara in Kiddushin, dechol leshon tzav hu ledoros, that whenever the verb tzav, mitzaveh, tzivah, is used, it refers to a law which applies not only for a certain limited period, but for all time, for eternity. V'lochein, therefore, when they said, we will build for our children and we will build for our cattle, they said concerning that, kasher adoni mitzaveh, because that's an instruction which applies for all times, namely, that saving people always comes before saving property. V'hainu, meaning the chen yasu tomid kamo shetzivo aleim, that they will always follow that instruction and remain faithful to that guideline. So that's the first one, kasher adoni mitzaveh. Right? However, avol ikar hatzivoy, but in regards to the actual command that sheyelech ulam ilchomo l'yeretz kenan, that only if you will go to fight by the side of your brothers in Eretz Yisrael proper, only then will we allow you to go back and take an inheritance in Eber HaYarden. That is a condition which applies just for that time alone. There is no eternal theme in that. I'm telling you, you want the land here, you've got to go there, and then you can come back. The Hatzivui Hazeh Eino Shayech Ledoros. That doesn't apply for all time. That was only a condition which was made for that specific moment in history. And therefore the word sivui is not appropriate. Therefore, regarding the second part of the statement, it says, kasher adoni dover. Kasher adoni dover, therefore, refers to the condition that Moshe Rabbeinu made, that only if you will go over into the land of Canaan proper and fight beside your brethren, only then will you be given Eber HaYarden as a nachla. That is something which was made for that time and that time only, and therefore it is appropriate to use the words kasher adoni dover. Ulefize osi shapir. That is why it is now understandable to hutzrach lomar shenei piyomim, why it had to mention the two verbs, one Loshen Tzivui and one Loshen Dibur, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave them two instructions, one which is eternally valid, that people come before property in regards to saving, and number two, one which applied for that time only, namely the condition under which they can obtain Ha'ever Hayarden as an Achlo. And brings us another beautiful insight. Then Niren, it appears to me that this idea of Mitzaveh being Ledoros and Midaber, Diber, Dover, referring to something which applies on a one-off basis, that will also be highlighted in famous Psukim in Parshas Lech Lecha. Because at the end of that Parsha it says, Vayikach Avraham es Yishmoel beno, so he took his son Yishmoel, Vayomol es Besar Orloso, Kasher Diber, so Elohim. Kasher Diber. So in regards to circumcising Yishmoel, the verb is diber. Why? Mishum de lo hoyorak horoa sholom ul Yishmoel. Because the only Arab you have to mal is Yishmoel. The Arabs don't have a mitzvah from the Torah to mal their children. Avoladoros, but as far as eternity is concerned, lo nitztava Yishmoel amul lizaro. Yishmoel was not commanded to mal his children. Velo hoyot sivoy rak lizaro shel Avraham. And therefore, because we know that the permanent, eternal command of circumcision was only given to the Zera of Avram, and we know that Yishmoel is not called Zera Avram, because the Pasuk says, Ki be Yitzchok yikorei lecho Zara. So, Bekivon de lo hoyo hatzivu ledoros, and since the tzivu is not ledoros, therefore it says Loshen Dibur, Abul Gabi Yitzchok. But look what it says in regards to circumcising Yitzchok. It says, Vayomal Avraham es Yitzchok beno ben shmonas yomim, kasher tzivu, so Elohim. Right? We all know it's Rosh Hashanah Leining, right? Bishum di alzeh hoyo hatzivu ledoros, because that was a command which was to be for all times. Namely, that Yitzchak and his children and his children at Sokol Adoros have the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The chenom rinim behedyu b'kedusha. And this theme, that mitzaveh refers to something which is eternal for all time, is confirmed by the Gemara in Kedusha. When the Gemara says there concerning a certain law, Eshtachon miyad, from the pasuk that you have quoted to me, I know that there would be a commandment to do so now. Or b'ledoros minolon, but where do we know that the command extends throughout all eternity? The answer is, the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmoel says, Kol Mokom Shenei Martzav, whenever the verb Tzav occurs, Eino Elo Miyad Uledoros, it comes to imply that the particular command applies not only for now, but for all time. It's a very, very wonderful interpretation. Let me now move on to a very well-known theme in our Parsha, and it is Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel. V'horach shtem es ha'aretz. And you shall cause the land to be inherited, I suppose. V'shavtem bo, and you shall dwell there. Shilochem nosati es ha'aretz l'resh es osa, because to you I have given the land to inherit it. Right? Have a look at Rashi. I will not make any political comments this evening, but we'll have a look at Rashi nevertheless. V'horashtem es ha'aretz. V'horashtem osa miyosheveha. Get rid of all those who originally inhabited it. V'yaz v'yishavtem bo. And then you will dwell in it. Tuchlu l'hiskayim bo. You'll be able to remain permanently there. V'yim la'ah, but if you don't do it, lo suchlu l'hiskayim bo, you won't be able to remain there permanently. As I say, you can have a look at the Rashi at your leisure. Okay. Let's, however, consult the Ramban. The Ramban has, of course, one of the most famous statements of all to make here. On the Pasuk V'horashtem es ha'aretz. Al dati zu mitzvah sasehi. My opinion, says the Ramban, this Pasuk represents a positive commandment of the Tariag mitzvah. Yitzavo some, the Almighty commands them, Sheyeshavu Bahorat, that they must live in Eretz Yisroel. The Yirishuo saw and inherit it, Ki hi nitno lohem, because it has been given to them. Velo yimasu benachlas Hashem, and let them not despise the inheritance of Hashem. V'ilo yale al datom, and if it were to occur to the Jewish people, lo leches to go, v'lichbosh eretz shinor o eretz ashur v'zula son l'syashiv shom, to go and capture some other country outside of Israel, yavru al mitzvah Hashem, they will transgress a mitzvah of Hashem. Uma shehifligu rabosenu b'mitzvahs hayeshiva b'yeretz yisoev. And when our rabbis extolled the mitzvah of living in Israel, v'sha osro lotzeis mimena, and about how it is forbidden to leave it, v'yodunu kumoredes o'isha she'eno rotzeh la'alosim v'alo li'yeretz yisoev v'cheno ish, and with the halachic implications as they are noted in the last mission in Ksubis, about a husband who wants to go and live in Eretz Yisrael, and his wife doesn't want to go. He is entitled to divorce her, even without a ketubah. Not going into the historical problems which were created by this, about men who said they were going to Eretz Yisrael because they loved the land, and they were allowed to divorce their wives without giving the ketubah, and they took the next flight back. And there were big, big consternation, because they had taken that way of divorcing wives, and there's a big tshuva of the Rambam on it. But that's an aside. Me'ikar hadin, from the point of view of the din of the Mishnah, if a husband wants to go to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the wife does not want to accompany, then those laws apply. And of course, says the Rambam, all those laws, where do they derive from? Bekan nitzavino b'mitzvah hazu, we have been commanded concerning living in Eretz Yisrael here, in this mitzvah. Ki ha-kosuv hazeh hi mitzvah saseh, because this pasuk is a mitzvah, not vishavtem bo. I assure you, you will live there, which is the way Rashi interpreted. It's a haftocha. If you kick everybody else out, then you can be sure that your living there will be permanent. So Ramban says, no, vishavtem bo means you must live there. The mitzvah saseh. V'yachzir b'mitzvah hazu b'mekomos rabim. And this mitzvah is repeated in many, many places in Torah. One of them, Bo'u reshu es ha'aretz, go up and inherit the land. Aval Rashi pirash, Rashi doesn't agree with me. And he says, v'horashtem es ha'aretz, v'horashtem osam yoshevah, if you'll get rid of everybody who's there before you, oz then vishavtem bo, meaning tuchlu liskayim bo, you'll be able to remain permanently there. Vimlav, and if not, lo tuchlu liskayim bo, you won't be able to live there. That's Rashi. Says the Ramban, Umashe Pirashnu Hu Hoikar. But our interpretation is the interpretation. And of course, as many of you will know, this is a subject which we cannot possibly do justice to, no matter how long we will have this year for, because we have a volume of tshuvos, even on the Shittas HaRamban. It is not even clear whether the Ramban would agree nowadays, as much as many people would like to interpret the Ramban to mean that there is a mitzvah saseh for all times. There is room to suggest that even the Ramban would agree that nowadays the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael does not apply. And I came across that particular statement in the Tshuvas of the Rashbash, because he says there, I think in some way he was descended from the Ramban, and the Rashbash writes very simply, V'hine ein sofik shehadira b'yeretz yisoyel mitzvah gedoyle hi b'choleisu b'cholzman. There's no question that living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah at all times. V'yadoni zekeini ha-Ramban minna o michlal mitzvot aseh, and my illustrious ancestor the Ramban included it amongst the Tariag mitzvot. V'chein hidas adoni ovi ha-Rashbash b'sefer zoyer ha-Rakia. But he says, to my opinion, omnom, even according to the Ramban, mitzvah zu eino mitzvah kolelis lechol yisrael begolos hachel hazeh. In my opinion, this mitzvah does not apply in our golos. Why? Because Chazal say in Gemara Ksubis that there were shavuos, oaths, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bnei Yisrael take, and one was that they would not act prematurely in coming back to Eretz Yisrael, shelo yidchaku es hakeitz, v'shelo yalu v'choma, etc., etc. And in view of those oaths, there is a suggestion made by the Rashbash that even the Ramban would agree that there is no mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah to live in Eretz Yisrael at this particular, or more correctly, it has been suspended because of the Shavuos. What is most intriguing is that Diane Waldenberg in the Shilas Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Zion is of the opinion that the Shavuah was against going up to Eretz Yisrael for fear of antagonizing the nations of the world. But he paskins lehalacha that with the motion of the United Nations in November 47 agreeing that the Jewish people be allowed to come back, that particular fear has been removed, and therefore all is back to the way it used to be in its pristine state. But as I say, it's a big sugya, which I don't want to go into at the moment, but for sure, many interpret the Ramban's remarks here and elsewhere to indicate that, as far as he is concerned, the mitzvah applies to all times, including this particular time, and even throughout our Golos of the past 2,000 years. What I found very beautiful, and what I would like to present as our final offering for this evening, because even though I have much more to say, but I can't follow after this. There is a sefer which I have brought to your attention once before, the sefer Eim Habonim Smecha, from Rav Teichtal Zatzal. And Rav Teichtal, as many of you will know, is one of those rabbis who comes from the Hungarian school, who originally was not enamored of the entire Zionist dream and returning to Eretz Yisrael, a little influenced by Satmar, and I don't mean Chas v'Shalom, please don't misunderstand me, I don't mean in any derogatory way, I mean that was his particular point of view, which he maintained until quite late in his life, and then had a change of heart and wrote this particular item. I tell you the honest truth, it's worthwhile buying the sefer just to see the photograph. I've never seen such a hadras ponim in my life. It's just a pair of eyes that even through the photo would burn through a wall. Something very extraordinary. And he has a theme here which I think is extraordinary. And he writes as follows. Shuv motzasi bedroshes ha-chasam sofer. I have found in the droshes of the chasam sofer, which was actually a hesped for Rabbi Yeshaya Berlinza. Shepiresh beposel. Now this is the chasam sofer talking. It's not political. It's the chasam sofer, who himself, I don't need to tell you, is of Hungarian extraction. And he brings a pasuk into Hillel. Yad beir amim tachteinu. Right, we know the pasuk, I think, mostly from the Yom Neroim service. Yad beir amim tachteinu. He subdues peoples under us. Ulu umim tachas ragleinu, and nations under our feet. Yivchalanu es nachlaseinu. And he chooses for us our inheritance, Eskeon Yaakov, the pride of Jacob. Yes. Pasuk which needs some interpretation. And he, the Chasam Sofer, writes this. Ki yodua, it is well known, ki chol ha-Torah hi bebechira, that the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Torah to be observed is as a function of our free will. Ritzono lomar, says Rav Teichtal, by which he means to say, lekayim otsa bebechira seinu ha-tova, to keep the Torah because that is what we choose to do. Lo behechrich. Not because it's what we have to do. Once we are coerced into doing a mitzvah of the Torah, it loses its value. Because the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Torah to be kept is through our own free will. Bear that in mind, he says. Further. V'chos ha'for Ramban, and the Ramban writes on the Pasuk v'hurashtem esavoretz v'shavtem bo, shehi mitzvah sasei mefureshes, that it is an explicit positive commandment, leishev be'eretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sin Eretz Yisrael. Now, says the Chasam Sofer, meditate. Vihine. Kishe'ein lanu chanino al penei cholowaretz hazu. If no country in the world will let us in. Im kein lo nekayeim mitzvata seizu kiyim behechach. Then when we go to Eretz Yisrael, because matnish kein breire, that's not performing the mitzvah the way it should be performed. V'lo yukar b'chirosenu osa l'rotzong l'shem Hashem. Therefore, when we go to Eretz Yisrael under those circumstances, it cannot be construed in the eyes of the nations of the world that we are doing it because of our love for Eretz Yisrael, but because we don't have any other address. Ach kishyesh lanu tovar tzos hagoyim. But when we are allowed to enjoy the goodness of the non-Jewish nations. V'lo nivchar lo sheves kiyim ba. And despite the fact that we are made welcome in Golus, we choose dafke to go to Eretz Yisrael. Oz nekayei mitzvah saseh hanal berotzon nafshein. Then everybody can see that we're going on Aliyah, not because we've got nowhere else to go. We're going because that's the place where Jews should live. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to go to. Ukvar kosavnu. And we have already written elsewhere. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu tomeich goroleinu maniach yodo al achinik atov lomar ezer tivcharu lochem. We know many places in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us good advice. He is telling us what we should do because it's for our own benefit. As Rashi says in the Pasuk, "Vocharto v'chayim," you shall choose life. Sheyihiyeh bechinas bechira lonu v'lo al tzad ha'hechtach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always telling us how best we can live the complete life. And his advice suffuses the entire Torah. That, says the Chasam Sofer, is what the Pasuk means. Yad Beir Amim Tachteinu. When the nations are subdued under us, Uliyumim Tachat Ragleinu, and the nations are under our feet, V'yofen Shenu Chaloshevis B'yatzos Hagoyim Shiritzoneinu, implying that there is a situation in the world when we can live wherever we want to live, because the nations are subdued under us, and the peoples under our feet. V'yachakein, and nevertheless, Yim Chalonu Es Nachalaseinu, nevertheless, we choose our inheritance, meaning shenishtadei lo shuv liyatzeinu, v'zeh yukar shehi bebechira v'loi behech. Then it can be seen that we are choosing to live in Eretz Yisrael because of our free will, because that is what we want to do. Ad kan devorov hakadoshim. This is where the Chasam Sofer's words end. V'heim ra'yeli devoreinu hana. And these are proof for our theme which we have expressed above. Rabbi who died in the Holocaust, who composed this sefer, my friends, without sforim. He writes, I'm not sure whether the language is right, because I don't have any sforim with me. I don't know what bunker he was in. So this is something extraordinary. Therefore, my brethren, Adarab, on the contrary, at all. Obviously speaking in the years before the war. Now, Shei Yisrael no Shav Hashem, that Israel has been saved by Hashem, V'umos ha'olam hichziru lanu hacherus l'shevus b'chol mokom, and the nations of the world have returned to us our freedom to live wherever we want. Adonab, on the contrary, says Rav Teichtel, ato now, v'yoser, hachova olenu, livcha lanu esnachalo. This is precisely the moment when we have the opportunity to live wherever we want in the world. Asia, Africa, Australia, America. Hachova olenu livcholonu esnachalosinu ukedivrei rabbeinu hachasam sofrazal. Look what the man was trying to say to the people. You can live here. And you think that because you can live here, there's no reason for you not to live here. He says, precisely because you can live here, is the time to leave here. Uvozen nira lakol. And if we leave now, when we have the opportunity to live wherever we want, that's what the Pasuk means when it concludes, Eskeon Yaakov. Then people will see the true pride of Jacob, that we have turned our back on Golus, and we have opted to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's a plea which fell on ears which are not Chas V'Shalom, are not standing in judgment. It is a plea that was not answered to the extent that we would have had a different history had it been answered. But the Pasuk, Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu, something very, very special. As I say, we're a minute or two before time, but there's no way we can follow on after that, and we'll leave it here for a moment. Okay. Yeah.